Okay, let's get into Perek Sheni, Perek Beis of Megillas Esther. And again, as I say before every Perek, but especially in Megillas Esther, there is so much to talk about. So we're going to touch on some things, but realize that there are so many svarim and so much that has been written about each pasuk and each chazal, some that we'll mention and some that we won't mention in Maseches Megillah. But it's we'll do the best we can in the time allotted. So Perek Beis, so we know that Vashti has been removed as the queen because she refused to come in front of Ahasuerus, and now Ahasuerus wants a second queen. So what happens? He says he was upset, and they advise him, have a party and have the most beautiful people, girls, come around, and there'll be a contest, and you'll choose a queen. And that's what happens in this parak. The parak also tells us, introduces to us Mordechai, who was the Ish Yehudi in Shushan, and he was related somehow to Esther Hamalka. He told Esther when she was taken not to say who she was and where she was from. That's exactly what she did, and Esther didn't take any of the makeup and any of the gifts that were given to her to get ready to meet the queen. And as we know, Ashgacha had it that the king loved Esther more than anyone, and he chose her to be the queen. The parak ends off with the short little story of Bigson and Seresh, where they were plotting to assassinate the king. Mordechai overheard, told Esther, who told Ahasuerus, and the two of them were disposed of. Interesting, this little section is important for a halacha. We know the Megillah, we mentioned this in the Hagdama, is not exactly the same as a Torah. And therefore, even if some words or letters are rubbed out of the Megillah, it's still kosher. As long as it's not the first letter, it's not the last letter, and it's not a whole inyan, a whole topic. So what's the whole topic? So this is the shortest whole topic right here. These three psukim. Three psukim is a whole story about Bigson and Seresh. So if that whole section is missing, then the Megillah is pasul. Okay, so let's get back to the beginning. Achar advar ma'ela, after these things of the removal of Vashti, kisho chamas ha'melach ha'chashverosh, when the anger faded away, zachar es Vashti, he remembers Vashti, right? Some of the Mefarshim say, it doesn't even say Vashti Hamalka. He remembered a companion. He just wanted a companion, v'esasher asasa, and he remembered what she did, v'esasher nigzer aleha, and what was decreed upon her. Some say this means that he regretted a little bit. He regretted a little bit that, you know, this is what she did and what I did to her. But either way, v'yomru na'arei ha'melech misharsav. His servants say to him, yivakshu la'melech na'aros bisulos tovos marea. Let's get the most beautiful women in all the land, in all 127 provinces, and find one for you. Interesting. Without even any yichus check. It's just a beauty check. V'yafkid ha'melech pekidim, let the king have officers. What are pekidim? Rashi. Fi shekol pakidu pakid, yuduos lo nashim ha'yafo shem dinaso. These pekidim will know the most beautiful women in all the lands. So have these pekidim b'chol medinos malchuso. V'yikbitzu, they will gather, it's kol nara besula tovas mare, all the beautiful women, el shushan abira el beis hanashim, to the capital city, to stay in the Beis HaNashim, El Yad Hege Sris HaMelech Shomer HaNashim, Hege, who will be the guard of these women, and give them their ointments, and give them their cosmetics to make themselves beautiful for an entire year. V'anara Shartita V'eini HaMelech, and then all the women will pass in front of you, and you'll see them, and the girl, the maiden, that finds favor in your eyes, Timloch Tachas V'ashti, V'ita V'adar V'eini HaMelech V'yaskein, and he did that. And therefore, all the maidens had the hachraza. You know, who wants to be the queen? Come. Ish Yehudi, haya b'shushan abira. There was an Ish Yehudi. He was not afraid to be an Ish Yehudi in Shushan abira, in the Birei Chasidus. It says that he wasn't afraid. He was an Ish Yehudi in the capital city, b'shushan abira. That's who he was, right? This, of course, is one of the four psukim that we say out loud. The Ramah quotes this minog in Tuf Reish Tzadi, Sif Yud Zayin. The Ramah says, Yesh shekasvu shenogin lomar dalab sukim shogula b'kol ram. Dahainu ish Yehudi uMordechai yatsa laHehudim aSeora ki Mordechai haYehudi v'cheinogin b'medinos elu. In the previous simin in Tafresh Peites, the Mishabura says in Sifka Antezayin, why these? Because these all have to do with the Iker Hanes, right? Ish Yehudi is the Iker Haschalas Hanes. When Mordechai comes onto the scene, so that's when we realize. Okay, you might have said when Vashti was killed, but this is one of the main psukim that we say. So Ish Yehudi haya asher b'shushan abira, haya b'shushan abira, ushmo, his name was Mordechai, ben Yair, ben Shimi, ben Kish, Ish Yemini. Each phrase here can be focused on Mordechai. We know the Gemara Darshins in Chulin, right? Mordechai min haTorah, Mor Deror, sweet smelling spice, ben Yair, ben Shimi, ben Kish, Ish Yemini. So Pashtus is, let's just see the Pashup Shan and then we'll get into some Drasha. He was the son of Yair, Shimi, Kish, Ish Yemini. Ish Yemini, from Binyamin. Why was it important to know that he's from Binyamin? So interesting, in the here you have an ish Yehudi. He's not called an Ivri, he's called a Yehudi. Yehudim is not such a common word. In Tanakh, the Jews are called Yehudim in this Sefer. Mordechai is an ish Yemini. If you look in Rabbi Forman's amazing Sefer on Purim, in the 13th chapter, that's where he discusses the significance of this pasuk and why it's one of them that we say out loud. Again, there's a big build-up to it, but in that parak, he discusses how there are many parallels between the Yosef story and this story. Again, a topic for a separate shiur, but he parallels it to just like Yehuda finally stands up for Binyamin in the end of Mikes, the beginning of Ayigash. Here, Binyamin stands up for Yehuda. Mordechai, who is the Ish Yemini, he is standing up to save the Yehudim, and that is crucial. Again, there's a lot more there, but he makes that that ha'ara, that there is a parallel and a connection between the two stories in that way. The Gemara in Megillah darshins on the name of Mordechai. Each phrase tells us something, right? Says the Gemara, Kulan al shmo nikru, ben Yair, ben Sheheir, and Aim Shah Yisrael betfilaso. He lit up the Jews' eyes with his tefillah. Ben Shimi, ben Sheshama el betfilaso. Hashem listened to his tefillah. Ben Kish, Shehikish al Shari Shemayim beniftechulo. He knocked on the doors of heaven. He didn't take no for an answer. Beniftechulo, and the doors were open to him. This is a process. If you look on the Mishmat Zav says here on page Memchet that it is a process of the names. Vishlavar Shloshijanim Elu, Hikish, Sheshama, Sheheiraneim, Acharei Sheniftechu Shara, he knocked on the doors. Once they were open, Paul Mordechai, she is Kabalut Filosof, and Tespata Lagzera, and that's Shama El Tfiloso, and that's how he gets Shimi. And then he kept more and more. Not only that, but he wanted an Ez Gadol, everything will turn around, go on to their enemies. Lahudamos Arvasimcha, and that's Heir Eine Yisrael, Bit Filoso. He knocked, he was listened to, and then he was Heir Eine Yisrael. There's also another pshat, again, in the Biure Chasidus Lashas, which is a sefer of Chasidus of Arts, from the Divrei Shmuel Mislanim. So he says, Ben Yair, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish. Kish, the first thing we have to do, right, that's going backwards in descent, the ancestors. So Kish, first we have to knock. Right, knock and matchal hakishulis ora isla vodes habor yisparach. And then vimhu ben Shimi. If we hear what we're doing, we hear Hakadosh Baruch Hu starting to awaken us. Then ben Yair. Then we'll be able to be meir on others as well. Again, a process. So ben Yair, ben Shimi, ben Kish. Ishimini. Who was he? Asher Hagla Yerushalayim. He was in the Galus. From Yerushalayim, Asher im Hagol, Asher Haglasa, that went into exile. Im Yechanya Melech Yehuda. Asher Hegla Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel. Yechanya was before the Chorban. In the earlier exile that went from Yerushalayim, and he went to Bavel. He went back. He went back to Yerushalayim, and then he came back here. He's sitting here in Shushan, right? That's Beferish of Pasuk in Ezra, right? And Ezra, the Pasuk says that he was one of the ones that went back to Eretz Yisrael in the days of Ezra. And Ezra, Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph, the Ela B'nei Medina Ha'olim Mishvi HaGola Asher Hegla Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel, Lo Bavel, V'yashuvu L'Yerushalayim, V'Yehuda Ish L'Yiro, they all returned. Asher Bo Im Zru Bavel, they went with Zru Bavel, descendant of David, Yeshua, that's Yeshua Kohen Gadol, Nechemya, Siraya, Ra'alya, Mordechai Bilshan. Mordechai Bilshan, that's our Mordechai. So Mordechai went back, and he must have come back here to Shushan to be one of the leaders of Am Yisrael. He was also the Yechanya Melech Yehuda, the Tami Dekra. Rav Chaim Kvievsky points out that was the Cheresh of and the Masger. The Gemara in Gittin says that's what the Talmid HaChamim and the members of the Sanhedrin went to Galus then, to Gittin Daf Peches, and Mordechai was a member of the Sanhedrin, and that's the message that this Pasuk is telling us. He was in Galus, of course, we lay this Pasuk in the tune of Eicha, because it's talking about the Galus that happened. Vayhi Omenes Hadassah. He took care of Hadassah. Hadassah, Chazal say Hadassah is the name of Esther, Machlokes, which is the real name, which is the nickname, but Mordechai somehow took care of Hadassah. He, Esther Basdodo, Esther was his niece, right? His cousin, right? The daughter of his uncle. Ki ein la aveim, she didn't have parents, Vanari, Fastor, Vivtovas Mara, she was beautiful, Ubamosa, Via Vima, when her parents died, Ulakacha, Mordechai lo lavas, Mordechai took her for a daughter, and Rashi quotes the Gemara, Labis, Beso Zuishto, and he took her for a wife. There is a question. The Mishmat Zozov has all a couple of different opinions. We never really even usually think about this. How old was Esther when this whole story took place? very not clear in the Psukim, but he quotes a couple of different suggestions in the Yalkut Shemoni. Rav Amar bas Arboim Haisa, Shmuel Omer bas Shmonim Haisa, Rabbanan Amri bas Shivin Arboim Arba, 74, 80, 40, all different opinions. But he works out that it could be based on some of those opinions exactly right when the Golos was happening. Originally, that's when Esther was born, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was already sowing the seeds of Geula right when that was happening. There is a Medrash also that is quoted actually on the side of the Gemara. Side of the Gemara, Shabbos Nun Gimel. The Gemara tells an unusual story in Nun Gimel Amabez that there was a man that once didn't have a wife. His wife must have died in childbirth, and he had nobody to nurse his child. And there was a son that needed to nurse. There was no formula. And he didn't have any money. He didn't have any money to hire a wet nurse, and he didn't know what to do. All of a sudden, the unbelievable miracle occurred. The man grew, all of a sudden developed milk in his breasts, and he was able to nurse the baby. And there are two different reactions. Amar of Yosef, what an amazing person. He must have been an amazing person. Hashem did such an ace for him. Inferior is this person? That Hashem had a changed nature for this. So we're not going to get into that Gemara, but it's a fascinating Gemara. What's the machlokas between Rav Yosef and Abaya here? But if you look on the side of the Gemara here, it says Uber Brachus Rabba Al Pasik Vayhi Omen as Hadasa Sheniftachu LeMordechai Shnei Dadim Kedade Isha. Right, Mordechai had that because he had nobody to nurse Esther. When Esther was born, her father died before she was born. Her mother died in childbirth. So he, says the Medrash, also, same thing like this man. So he asks on the side, he says, Lech Lemifrach, aye, Mordechai. Why isn't it a kasha Mordechai? How about this opinion of Abaya? Kama Garua, you going to tell me Mordechai was Garua? No. Lech Lemifrach, achi, tahachi kamer nishtanu, telohavi leschar menika. He didn't have a schar menika. And that's why Hashem maybe could have given him the money, but didn't for some reason. But Mordechai, he had plenty of money. He just couldn't find Minika. This is the Tosfos Yeshan, I'm right here on the side. And therefore what? Says the Ben Yehoyada here. It must be that Hashem wanted to keep Esther private. Right, the whole existence private. The Jews, nobody should know, nobody should see, nobody should recognize Esther. And that's why Mordechai was different. Right, if a person was poor, fine. You have a question about why this nace was done. Why didn't Hashem just give him money and not the not help him develop milk? Ach Mordechai, says the Ben Yoyada, haya Ashir. Vaya yachol avi meinekes. Ach siba acheres haisa bazeh. Shlo ratzak adash baruch hu shiyah shumada makir be'ester. V'yispar seim shma v'yofya afilu etzel Yisrael. Everything was part of the divine plan, even this nace that occurred. So this is Mordechai and Esther, the first mention of Mordechai. So when they heard about the plan, from all over the land, they all came to Shushan, Dafka, the city where Mordechai and Esther live. She was forcibly taken. Similar to Yosef HaTzadik. Wherever Esther went, she found favor. And he got all of the everything that she needed, the oils and the cosmetics for her. She got seven na'aros. Some suggest that there was a different na'ara used each day, so the one that was used on Shabbos never noticed that Shabbos was any different. She only came on Shabbos, so she thought that this woman never did any malacha. Okay. Vayishaneh v'snaroseh lotov beis hanashim. Good. Lo higida Esther asama v'smolata. Esther didn't say where she was from, her nation, her history. Ki Mordechai tziva lesha lo sagid. Because Mordechai told her not to. Why did Mordechai tell her not to? Rashi. So, k'dei sheyomru shi mimishpacha b'zuya. If she doesn't say, maybe they'll think she's from a lowly mishpacha, and maybe she won't be chosen. So, it was for that reason. Mitzudas David says, maybe so that she could keep Torah Hashem. Right, so it won't be if she'll do things privately, but nobody will know. Other reasons given. Every day Mordechai went to check on her. Rav Soloveitchik writes in Divrei Hashkafa that he didn't say, "Well, I'm her cousin," and I'm right. He didn't check, ever use his position, for his benefit, because that would have ruined the whole thing. So he kept Batsnias. Sladasa Shalom Esther. He kept finding out what was Esther doing. Ubagia tarnara venara lavola melech Achashverosh, when it was everybody's turn, mikeitzei yoslo kedasan Hashem 12 chodesh, after a year of making themselves beautiful. Kichen yimlu yimei tamrukeyan. Shisha chadashim b'shem namar, 6 months with oils. Shisha chadashim abisomim, 6 months with perfumes. Ubasamrukeyan Hashem. Ubazeh, and through this process, anara ba el hamelech. That's how this... These women came. Whatever they wanted to take with them, they could take with them. Rashi says on Yinasin La, call schok umine zemer, musical instruments. Why musical instruments? What is that? How does that help? So the Mishmar Zav, in a fascinating suggestion, he says, imagine the anxiety that these women had. Everyone that went, they just prepared for a year. This decision, how they looked in front of the king, was going to be it for the rest of their lives. What was it going to be? And according to some, these women never went back to their homes, because Ryan Swan, according, if you assume like the pshat that Achashverosh was Boel each one of these women, so then the some sources say that once you're with the king, you can't go back to be with anybody else, so they were his concubines for the rest of their life. So this was a very important decision in their lives. So they needed something to help with their anxiety. So that's what was given to them. Kadesha Tisa Chain Sricha, and they have to look relaxed. They can't look anxious. That's what they gave her, schok emine zemer, to help her calm down. Right, that's that remez, that every night they went to be with Achashverosh, and in the morning they left. They wouldn't come back to the king if the king wanted them. V'nikra b'shem, they will be called. Uvagi atar Esther v'savichayel dod Mordechai. Asher lokach lo levas, again it repeats it. When Esther came, lavo alamelach lo biksha davar, she didn't ask for anything. Nothing ki im es asher yomar, hey guys, v'sa melach shomar nashim. Nothing. Maybe she wanted to appear anxious, whatever, she, obviously. But he, Esther no se schein, be'enei kol ro'eha, she was beautiful. And she found favor in the eyes of Achashverosh. Right in the last, in these svarim of Esther and Ezra Nehemiah, that's where the names of the months are mentioned. Teves b'shashev l'achuso, seventh year. Right, the story started last paragraph. We were in the fourth year of Achashverosh. So after he killed, and after he waited a year. Now, well, 4 years later. The king loved Esther more than any of the other women, and she found favor. He immediately didn't have no idea who she was, but it all goes by looks and by hashkacha, obviously. He put the crown on her head, tachas Vashti, and she was mamlech herself. He was mamlech her instead of Vashti. Again, the Rishonim discuss. And the Achronim even more, you know, Esther wasn't Moseres Nefesh, right? Especially going to Bali Tosfos, that you're allowed to be Moser Nefesh, even if it's not one of the big three, or if it's Abizrayu, so, but she wasn't. She or Mordechai obviously felt that maybe this is a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plans, right? One of the seven Nevios, they realized it was part of the plan. So the king makes a big party as a new wife, as Mishta Esther. This is Mishta Esther. The other ones were other Mishtes, just parties. That he let people not pay taxes. He gave things out. The Medrash says and the Gemara says that he did all these things little by little to try to get her to reveal what nation she was from. I'll do this good thing. I'll do that good thing. She wouldn't budge. Ubikaveitz psulos shenis. The psulos got together again. Umordechai Yoshi b'shar Melach. Why are they getting together again? So the Gemara says that Achashverosh went to Mordechai and said, Mordechai, I don't know how could I. Mordechai was one of the advisors that sat in the Shara Melech, how can I get her to reveal who she is? So Mordechai says, pretend, play hard to get, try to find another woman, and maybe then she'll do it. So he pretended. Ein Esther Magadis Malata Vesama, still, she wouldn't say a word. Kasher Tziva Aleh Mordechai, like Mordechai told her, Vesama or Mordechai Esther Osa, she listened. Kasher Haisa Ba'amna Ito, like she did when she was still in his house, but now, even though she wasn't, he was still listening. She was still listening. By Yamamahim, last section. Umordechai Yoshe Bishar HaMelech. Katzav Bixon V'Serish Nesirisi HaMelech. Two of the servants of the king were mad at the king. They wanted to kill him. V'yavakshu L'shloch Yad HaMelech HaChashverosh. They wanted to be... to assassinate him, right? The Gemara tells us that they were talking in a certain language, and Mordechai was a member of the Sanhedrin. That's why he's called Mordechai Bilshan, and he knew He knew all the languages. You know, all 70 languages. He was able to put together a few languages also. That's Mordechai Bilshan. And he overheard it. Vayivada hadar v'la Mordechai. That's Gemara in Megillah Yud Gimel. Rashi quotes it. Vayagid Lester Amalka. And Mordechai, interesting, didn't tell the king himself. Maybe he didn't have a direct line, but he told Esther. Vatomer Esther al Melech v'amelech b'shem Mordechai. And Esther told Achashverosh, the name of Mordechai. Some suggest the time of the Krav, Chaim discusses that it could be that they wanted to kill the king, and then they will make up a story that the king was a terrible guy, and they would end up killing the king's wife also. So maybe that's why Esther's life was in danger too. That's why she was the one. Or the Mishnah Zalzav quotes a number of Mepharshim that talk about Alilo's dam. Maybe this whole thing, they were going to blame, oh, Achashverosh was killed. Maybe it was the queen that did it. They were going to set her up. It's going to be a blood libel. Either way, there were terrible things that would have come out of it, but Mordechai saved the day. Of course, this is what the pasuk, the Chazal, say in Perkei Avos. Ha'omer davar b'shem Amro mevi geula la'olam. Esther told the king in the name of Mordechai and brought geula. Rav Nevinzal writes that why is that? Ha'omer davar b'shem Amro. Omer davar b'shem Amro means that I recognize that it's not me. I give the credit to where credit is due. So too, if Hashem is going to bring the geula, he wants people to recognize that the geula is from him, and therefore only people like that are going to be zoche to be part of the geula. The Matnas Chaim, Rav Matisyo Solomon, also in a beautiful article in his Sefer on Moadim, where he talks about maybe geula ola means Omer Dov Shem Amro. If somebody is a Dover, Omer Dov Shem Amro person, then maybe geula, they are going to be used by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring geula. Maybe geula la'olam. And that's what he quotes, the pasuk, it's a medrash, that ish mitzri hitzilonu miyad aroim, when the Bnos Yisrael come back and they say, who saved you? The ish mitzri. So pashas is, they're talking about Moshe. The medrash says, no, ish mitzri. Moshe says, the ish mitzri that got me in trouble in Mitzrayim, he was the one that brought me here, and he was, meaning Moshe saw the whole chain of events, and he says, that mitzri also gets some credit. Again, and that's Omer the Rebbe Shem Amro, mevi geula la'olam, they will be zocha to be part of the geula. And that's what happened. It was found out. They were killed. They were hanged. And it was written in the Sefer Divrei Hayamim. And this, of course, was planting the seeds. The Chafetz Chaim points out on the Torah on page Kuf Dalet. You look at this story separately, independently. Doesn't look like a nace. Doesn't look like anything. But obviously, we know this is already planting the seeds of major miracles later on. If you look at the whole story separately, independent events, nothing looks miraculous. The king can't sleep, and Mordechai overhears this, and he killed his wife, and he has another wife. But if you put it all together, that's when we see the Yad Hashem. Okay, Perek Beis of Megillas Esther.